Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, it's happening. Not that I need to tell you. The mornings, they're getting mistier. The evenings, they're getting shorter. Autumn, basically, is in full swing. It's not unimaginable that you've already visited a holiday website to get just two more weeks, maybe, out of summer 2019. Getting a bit late. Anyway, to save you all the hassle of searching, Sarah Slattery of thetravelexpert.ie is here with bookings available right now and advice on how to find the right autumn bargain for you. Sarah, welcome to the programme. You run the travel site, thetravelexpert.ie, and the Instagram for it as well. How did you get into it, by the way?
That's a good question. I actually used to be a travel agent for over 20 years, and I started about 5 years ago. I kind of spotted a gap, you know, for people who wanted advice, but wanted to book themselves, but sort of needed somebody to steer them in the right direction. So, I started about 5 years ago, and thankfully, it's going great.
Brilliant. Because I presume you brought a few deals with you. So let's start somewhere. And I'll say, how about last minute European sun holidays? That must be a big one.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are still looking, as you say, to try and catch a bit of the sunshine. And September's great because most of the Mediterranean resorts are still warm. Now, once you start going into October, you kind of need to be a bit more choosy. You know, the Canary Islands is probably going to be the best if you're totally want weather, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, nowhere is guaranteed anymore. Like, there was floods in Spain yesterday, so
that's right,
you know, it's hard to say. But you know, if you are taking a gamble, I'd say try and stick, you know, September or early October for the Med, and then maybe head south to the Canary Islands in October. Like, there's prices from about $350 for a week in October to Gran Canaria, and that's, you know, all your transfers, baggage, the whole lot included. So a good thing to focus on as well, if you are looking for a last minute deal in the sun, is the tour operators that, you know, have already paid in advance for their flights and their accommodation, so they tend to sell off packages cheap. So if you're looking for a week, the likes of TUI or Sunway will have packages already there, and you'd probably pick up a bargain from one of them.
Right, because, like, I mean, like, you know, Aer Lingus offering flights to Europe from $24.99 one way for travel.
Yeah, Aer Lingus have a September sale on at the moment. It's very good. And the great thing about Aer Lingus, of course, is you can go, you know, 5 days, 10 days. You're not, like, if you're looking at the tour operators, you're a bit more restricted. Most of them are 7 or 14 nights. So you can really pick and choose. And obviously, Aer Lingus have a lot more destinations.
And what about Gran Canaria and Sicily and Crete and all that? I mean, like the midterm break stuff in October, does that get bigger with kids at a school and all that? Yeah.
Midterm break is a bit of a different story now. The bargains aren't really there, particularly if you're going to the Canary Islands. Families book them months in advance. And I suppose our Irish weather is getting a bit better now during the summer. So a lot of people like to stay at home during the summer and use those Easter and October weekends to get away. So if you are looking for midterm break, it is pretty hard.
And
to
would
get
you
away.
Recommend the Gran Canarias and the Sicilies before even the midterm break?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as I said, it's like €350 for a week in the Canaries. Like, you can't go wrong with that, and you're pretty much guaranteed the sun, or you should be at least. Like, it's just for nothing. Sicily, weather-wise, may not be as good, but there's a lot to do there. You can get out and about, you know. So, and the value, some may have great deals there for, like, they have those package deals for a week. So, like, they started at, you know, I think about $449 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, that's the sun, and that's fair enough. I mentioned last minute European sun holidays. What about if people wanted a few nights in a city?
This is another reason where Aer Lingus are really great. Ryanair, there's so much choice for city breaks at the moment. Now is the perfect time to go, particularly with Europe. The weather isn't too hot. You know, July, August, trying to go around a city isn't the best. So it's a great time to go. And as I said, the choice is huge. I mean, I picked a Venice deal midweek because they Travalio, this company, are including a free gondola ride with it. I think it's like $285 or something like that. All of the details are on my website anyway. And Vienna is another one I chose because I want to go to Vienna. I haven't been, so it's
No, I've never been
there. No, it's kind of on my list
as well.
Never been
to Venice either.
Yeah. I have been in Venice, and this is a great time to go to Venice because, you know, it's very, very hot in the summer. It can even be just that sticky, even the smell from
but are those
you know, this time is
massive
nicer.
10 billion people on a ship things still happening then, yeah?
Yeah, I know, yeah. They haven't managed to, they're talking about it all right.
They're not very happy about all that stuff.
No.
Right, okay. And Disneyland Paris for family and kids and all the rest of it. I mean, Disneyland Paris for what? For September? Or is that a midterm break thing?
Well, if you have young kids and you don't have the school issues, so you don't mind, you know, there's no issue with taking them out of school, obviously you know, don't go midterm break. Avoid that if you can. Yeah. You get much better value. But what's great about Disneyland Paris is at this time of year, the Halloween festival starts at like the end of September and it runs right up to the beginning of November. Mm. And literally within 2 days, the Christmas festival starts. So they've festivals from the end of September right up to the 6th of January. So it's a really nice time to visit. Not too busy, except maybe midterm, but otherwise it's a lovely time to visit.
Let's just take something else. I mentioned cruises there. I've never done a cruise, but like, I presume it's a big one and there are good bargains to be got.
Yeah.
Have you done it yourself?
I have, yeah. Good, yeah? Yeah, I love them now, I have to say. Yeah. But it really, you really need to be careful on what ship you pick. You know, some of them are very family friendly, loads and loads of kids. Others can be very quiet. Some would be obviously for older clientele, some younger. So I would say definitely talk to a cruise specialist before you book. As I said, there's river cruises now are becoming more popular. And there's even river cruises, U River cruises for younger travellers, which is a lovely idea because, you know, you can just dock in the city and get off the ship and you're there. This particular company, U River Cruises, have a younger demographic, and they include excursions like food trails and kind of fun hiking and really kind of cool things with them. But there's loads of deals on cruises at the moment. The brand new celebrity cruise ship, The Edge, is state of the art. They're doing a great 10-night cruise in October. With Sunway have that on offer, and like 5-star, it's top of the range.
Oh, it's just called Celebrity.
Celebrity Cruise Line.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant like that. Yeah, Kim Kardashian and George Clooney be on it. All right, I get
you.
Yeah, right,
Celebrity Cruises. Yeah, okay. They're five-star ships. They're
sorry,
fab. Yeah.
I should have known that. Okay, let's just go further afield than anywhere that we might be able to fling ourselves across Europe. What about internationally further? Like, what else does the world have for a bargain price?
One I picked out is a brand new hotel opening in Barbados. It's called the Sands in Barbados, and what's good about this is the official opening is until the 1st of December. So it's like a soft opening. Mm. So all your drinks, all your food, everything is included. It's right on the beach. Now, there's probably one or two restaurants aren't open, or maybe one wing isn't open or something like that. So you have to obviously account for that. But it's like €700 off the price because of that. And it's a fabulous location. And it's available right through September, October, November. You get this, I think it's €690 off the price, and it's €13.99 with all your drinks, all your food, flights, transfers, all that is included.
So well, I have one here, a 12 nights Thailand holiday in Bangkok, etc. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, somewhere I want to go myself next year, Thailand. And I looked at this itinerary. I think it's really good. It kind of has everything. It's got Bangkok and a bit of wildlife. You stay in a luxury tented camp, the Elephant Hills luxury tented camp, and then you go to the beach. So it's kind of got that perfect 2-week holiday in Thailand. And it's with Hayes and Jarvis. They're like the luxury travel. So it's all luxury hotels. And it's just...
Okay, well, listen, you've taken us around the world on the travelexpert.ie. Where do we go in the Emerald Isle? Let's stay here for a minute. We don't have to go foreign.
Yeah.
What happens here now?
Well, there's a lot happening at the moment. It's a great initiative from Fáilte Ireland. Tasty Island, it's called. So lots of events going all around Ireland. They're trying to encourage domestic and international travellers off peak for September and October. And it's a 3-year initiative just starting this year. So loads of hotels have kind of embraced the theme. They're having like Tasty Island menus. There's loads of activities going on. So definitely that's worth checking out. Another thing that I've sort of recently become aware of is the Super Value Getaway Breaks. They've 300 different hotels, and I thought it would be kind of more like just three star, but they've like an inspired collection of 4- and 5-star hotels, and they've an offer on at the moment if you book in September for travel up to Christmas, so anytime over the winter, off their inspired collection. But they also have great deals in the 3-star hotels. Like, I was looking at Waterford, I'm just back from Waterford, and there was really nice breaks for like €75 per person, loads of hotels. For 2 nights. Like,
right, so really worth checking out the Super Value Getaway Breaks.
Yeah.
What about Central Parks?
Yeah.
Haven't been there. Is it good? I believe it's great. Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah, I was there in the summer, and it's brilliant for a family getaway. It really is. And I actually think this is the best time to go. July, August is obviously, it's very expensive.
Huge,
so,
yeah.
I mean, unless you have, you know, plenty of money, but it's really good value in the low season. January is the cheapest time to go. Like, I think it's $2.99 for a weekend or something. But even in October, like, the value is there. and a Friday to Monday, it, I actually think it's nearly more a 3 or 4 night destination anyway. Then personally, I'd rather go for 3 or 4 nights and go for a week. And I just think it's a great time to go. They are starting their winter wonderland, their whole Christmas, where they have the forest. I have loved to do that myself. You know, snow and decorations.
So, but
and
now
all
is the time to look, because there are bargains out there, not just here, not just Europe,
absolutely,
but the rest of the world too. So what if people want to find out then finally this stuff for themselves? Are there websites they can go to?
Yeah, I mean, I have listed loads of different websites. As I said, I think if it's last minute sun, you can't go wrong with a travel agent or the tour operators, because they have those packages there. And then maybe look, you know, I suppose that's what I was looking at, the Irish stuff, the wider websites. Instead of going into 10 or 12 different hotels, the likes of the Super Value website is great because it has 300 to offer. So you can pick and choose. So it depends. But, you know, I used to be a travel agent. I'm a big advocate for travel agents.
And
so,
you do put up lots of offers and reviews on Instagram, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I have a deals post every Tuesday with all of the best deals. So, yeah, the website.
Okay, well, listen, Sarah, thanks a million for dropping in. It's thetravelexpert.ie. You can find it all there. And Sarah's going to be putting everything to be spoke about here on this programme up on our site, along with some other stuff that we didn't get around to. Sarah, thanks a million.
Thank you for having me. Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.